Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 26, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Brain health takes center stage today, anchored by an updated American Heart Association scientific statement naming vascular risk control as our best tool for preserving cognitive function. The must read. A large cohort study linking metformin to exceptional longevity in women, with decades of follow-up that no RCT could replicate. Peter Attia cuts through supplement noise with a rigorous framework for knowing whether what you take is actually working. Rounding out the issue, omega-3s earn another gold star, Singapore commits $273 million to longevity research, and an audit reveals peptide therapy marketing promotes benefits nearly 4x more than risks, from the research desk. The headline, Common Diabetes Drug Linked to Exceptional Longevity in Women, with Decades of Follow-Up Behind It. According to Science Alert, a large cohort study found that women who took metformin were significantly more likely to survive into their 90s in good health, a finding powered by an unusually long follow-up period stretching from midlife to extreme old age, a time frame no randomized trial could realistically replicate. This is the one to read today, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. AHA's updated scientific statement, controlling vascular risk remains the strongest defense against dementia, from stroke. The American Heart Association just issued its first major update since 2011 to its landmark statement on vascular contributions to cognitive impairment, and the core message is urgent. Reducing blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol is still the single most effective strategy to protect your brain. Brain health is the new wellness frontier, and the hype is already way ahead of the science, from the New York Times. A New York Times opinion piece takes a clear-eyed look at the explosive growth in brain wellness, from David Perlmutter's Grain Brain Empire to a new wave of nootropics, and delivers a necessary reality check on how little of it is supported by strong evidence. In supplement news, omega-3 supplementation cuts aggression by up to 28%, including both reactive and planned types. From Science Alert, a new analysis found that omega-3 supplementation reduced aggression by up to 28%, and crucially, the effect held for both reactive aggression, triggered by provocation, and proactive aggression, behavior planned in advance, a distinction that prior research hadn't clearly established. Peter Attia's framework for deciding what supplements and medications are actually worth taking. From Peter Attia, MD. In AMA number 85, Peter Attia lays out a structured decision process for evaluating whether a supplement or medication is genuinely doing what you think, covering problem definition, biomarker selection, and how to design meaningful personal experiments. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.